Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 19th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. MediaTek announced the Dimensity 9000 mobile SoC, the first publicly announced chip to use TSMC's new N4 node. It's also the first ARM v9 SoC with one high-power Cortex X2 core at 3.05 GHz, three mid-level Cortex A710 cores, and four Cortex A510 efficiency cores. MediaTek claims Geekbench multi-core performance is on par with Apple's A15 chip. The Dimensity 9000 is also the first to use LPDDR5X memory and a 10-core Mali G710 GPU. It includes an AI processing unit, which claims a 400% performance and power efficiency improvement over the Dimensity 1200. Its ISP will support 8K AV1 decoding, support up to 180Hz HDR displays, and support up to 320-megapixel image sensors, or up to three simultaneous 32-megapixel sensors. Commercial devices with the chip are expected in Q1 2022. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple has completed much of the core work on a new processor for an autonomous electric car. The report says it's the most advanced component developed for Apple Project Titan so far. Supposedly, Apple will begin testing the chip in autonomous vehicles in California soon. The sources also say the vehicle would not have a steering wheel, be compatible with the CCS charging standard, and aimed at launching in 2025. Apple has apparently not decided its business model for the car yet. Flipkart acquired a majority stake in the online pharmacy startup Sasta Sundar, which works with over 490 pharmacies in India. Flipkart plans to use the stake to launch a healthcare vertical called Flipkart Health Plus. Competitors like Amazon India, Reliance Retail, and Tata Digital have all either launched or acquired online pharmacies in the last year. One of the longest-running drone delivery companies, Zipline, is bringing its service to the U.S. for the first time. Customers in a 50-mile radius around Pea Ridge, Arkansas, will be given a selection of thousands of health and wellness products, think things like aspirin, Band-Aids, cotton balls, and the like, sent from a Walmart to their house. If you're in Pea Ridge and want to try it, download the Zipline app. Facebook says it's testing controls to adjust people's ranking preferences in a newsfeed. This could potentially increase posts from friends and family while decreasing content from groups. The company will also make existing features that impact newsfeed content, like favorites and snooze, easier to access. Texas Instruments lived up to its name, announcing it will begin construction of two chip fabs on a Sherman, Texas campus in 2022, estimated to begin production in 2025. Two additional fabs could be added to the site to meet demand, with a total investment of up to $30 billion. Chips from the plant would be targeted at automotive and industrial applications. In an email to staff, Apple CEO Tim Cook said corporate employees will begin a phased return to offices on February 1st, a delay from a previous January goal. During the initial transition period, employees will be in offices 1 to 2 days a week, then required to be in 3 days. Eligible teams would be able to continue working remotely on Wednesdays and Fridays, as well as up to 1 month each year for remote work. The information sources say Facebook is paying musicians and other creators between $10,000 and $50,000 to host content on its Live Audio Rooms feature. For these fees, creators agree to host 4 to 6 sessions that are at least 30 minutes long. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said back in July that the company would pay $1 billion to creators by the end of 2022. Microsoft is expanding its online shopping tools in Edge, planning to roll out support for price tracking on recently viewed items. Edge already offers price comparison, price history, and built-in coupons. Microsoft is also piloting a feature to make it easier to change a leaked password. Edge already includes a leaked password monitoring feature. This new feature would then let you navigate to the site to change your password directly, with Edge offering strong, unique password filling. LG began rolling out beta support for NVIDIA's GeForce Now cloud game streaming service, originally announced back in January. Support is limited to select 2021 LG 4K OLED, QNED, Mini LED, and NanoCell TV models. Games are capped at 60 frames per second and 1080p resolution. Twitter updated its developer documentation to state it was in the process of discontinuing support for AMP sites. AMP support will be fully retired in Q4 2021. Twitter's Android and iOS apps currently load full web pages rather than AMP versions. Microsoft released a new Xbox app for Windows to Xbox Insiders with an improved install process from the Windows Store, now letting gamers install titles into any folder with unrestricted access to game files. Already installed games can also be moved to other drives with the update. Previously, Microsoft installed games into a Windows Apps folder at the root of the drive. And finally, the NFL is getting into the NFT market with the inclusion of a virtual commemorative ticket with the purchase of select tickets this season. The first VCT NFTs were included with tickets to the November 7th Cardinals 49ers game, with the next coming on Thanksgiving with the Bears-Lions matchup. These NFTs are powered by Ticketmaster's NFT marketplace, and customers buying them through Ticketmaster, StubHub, or SeatGeek will be eligible to receive them. The league also plans to sell NFTs across all 32 teams that aren't tied to ticket sales, including video NFTs from Dapper Labs. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.